Hi, and we are live again. And this time I'm gonna talk about how to create your purpose. In my previous Instagram live sessions, I've talked about topics like how to set goals, how to reach your goals, because setting is one thing, but reaching them is super important as well. Because it will give you more self-esteem and a lot of positive side effects in your life. I talked about a daily process of gratitude and intention setting to prime yourself in the morning for an amazing day. That was another live session. And I talked about how to shift your identity to already be your goals first before you reach them. Super important inner work. You do to prepare yourself to create the world around you that's already inside of you. So if you're interested in those topics, feel free to check out my IGTV. They are stored there, those short sessions. And today I want to talk about 10 to 15 minutes about purpose. And I also want to take an opportunity to answer some questions or some comments, but otherwise, I will wrap up with some practical tips to find your purpose and to create purpose on a daily basis. So in this short session, I will talk about a purpose, the buzzword, what it means, what it is to me, purpose, what it's not to me, how to create short-term purpose and find your long-term purpose. I think pretty important because we all want to have a purposeful life and not just achieve but also feel fulfilled. And as I said, I want to wrap up this 10 to 15 minutes with a practical guide on how to start. So first, the word, a purpose, the hype, the buzzword. A lot of people talk about finding their purpose or making a positive impact. It's really the talk of the day of the millennial generation or of the generation Z, the people of 25 and younger. A lot of people are want to have purpose, want to make an impact, but they don't really know what it is, and they start to push away and start to resent the word. And some people are saying it doesn't really exist. It was the same with passion a few years ago. Everybody was looking for more passion in their lives, in their careers. And at one point, people started saying passion is so overestimated. It's not actually important. But I think all these things are important. They are all elements, and purpose is an important one. And it's worth it to keep an open mind and to keep looking for your own purpose in life. And of course, some people are misusing it to let themselves feel better than others, than to get validation. It's also what I keep reading more and more. And a friend of mine, Robert Moreau, talked about it, about that making an impact is another way of feeling better and feeling more accomplished toward others. And I think that's not the meaning of purpose. It's something personal, and it's something that enriches your life, and it's something that you need. But more about it later. So what is purpose to me? I was triggered by what Jay Shetty says about purpose, and he says your passion is for you and your purpose is for others. I have to say I partly agree with it. I think your purpose is for you as well. It's helping others. It's helping something outside of you forward. It could be something that you want to see improved in nature, the world itself, humanity, certain societal systems, or simply a group of people, or just one person. So it is for others, your purpose, but it's coming from you. It's coming from something that you want to fix. It's coming from something that you wish for others. So it's closely connected to you as well. I think that is a an element that I would like to stress. And yeah, some people make purpose really big, and it could be a big thing. You could have a purpose for years, and that's beautiful. You can build your life, you can build your business around it. But it's good to make things small as well, to start off already with creating a purposeful day and help others simply by being responsible, so able to respond and being there for others. If you see someone stuck somewhere, or someone who could you could help, it's not just a transaction, it's just a way of giving your talents to others, just because you want to help out. So it's not transactional. And in this way, you can create a lot of purposeful moments in your life and in your day. I think that's good. It shouldn't be made too big as something that can be attained in years. It shouldn't be too far-fetched. So I would say seek your purpose in small things as well. A friend that you help, a family member, something that you just do for your community. So I think that's purpose as well. But in the end, your bigger purpose, and I think that's there as well, is something that deeply resonates within you. It sparks an emotion. It's something that you want to fix because you've been through it yourself, and now you want to help others with it. Or you experience something very profound, and you want to have others experience that as well. So that would be more the long-term purpose. So something that you want to fix long-term. And I think that's a beautiful thing as well, to have that as a mission and let it be part of your job, or let it be part of your business, or of a majority of your spare time. And so I hope you see where I'm getting. It's good to keep your eyes open for finding purpose in day-to-day activities, in helping others without a transactional perspective, just because you want to help, and to think about your long-term purpose for months, or for years, or for decades even. And that's really closely related to yourself, to your own experience, to your own past. Because if it sparks an emotion, you will go the extra mile. You will break through walls where other people stop, and we need those people. We need people that create change. We need people that don't compromise. Because a lot of things in this world are beautiful and are great, but a lot of things aren't, and we need those people. So yeah, your purpose will give you that firepower to break through those walls and to spur change. And I think that's purpose to me. And yeah, what is not for me is adopting a random sustainable development goal that kind of sounds nice and it feels good, because it's not really rooted inside of you. And I see that happening a lot, that people are looking for their purpose or the impact they want to have outside from them. And if people are making progress by doing that, then beautiful. It's if you use those sustainable development goals or missions from other people, and you help them out, and you contribute, that's great. But we need more people that feel emotionally connected to something bigger, something that is real to them. And that's purpose to me. And it's not something that should be there for an entire lifetime. Some people make it also too big. If you want to work on something that you care about for 1 or 2 years, and then you find something else, great. But then you are pulled, and not just pushed, by a sense of achievement or validation, but you're pulled by something bigger. And I think that is good for everyone, and I think that's good for the world. So how did I find my purpose? For me, it all changed once I understood myself better. And once I understood that I wanted to work on things that I really felt deeply touched about. And once I understand my own pain and suffering of not feeling guided in life, feeling very lost at school, in my early work years, in life in general, how to deal with relationships, how to deal with my own health, how to find my way in my career, what to do with my energy, what to do with my talents. And by making a lot of mistakes, once I understood that that was something I suffered, and now I overcame all those things. I'm by no means perfect and have fixed everything in my life, but I understand myself better. I have some tools to understand life and to understand myself better as a professional, as an entrepreneur, as what I want to do in my life. It's something I want to help others with as well. So I want to help young people with understanding themselves, with understanding core concepts of life, how relationships work, how you get your health in check, how your body works, how your emotions work, all those things. I struggle with it myself. So if I can help someone else with it, I feel amazing. So yeah, that is what happened to me once I understood myself better. So I really want to help people reach their potential and experience life to the fullest and understand themselves. And that's what I'm doing now with GrowTribute together with my girlfriend Rochelle. But it came from introspection and what touches me and what I wish for others as well. So it took me a while, but this is my long-term purpose. It doesn't mean that I'm not looking for smaller things, how I can help my family members with something very specific, or when I see someone, an older person, struggling with doing something on the street or walking on a sidewalk, crossing a street, I will help people out that need a hand. But this is my long-term purpose, and so this is how it came about for me. And let me finish this talk off with a practical tip, a practical advice, how to find yours. So to make your own purpose plan. So on the short term, purpose is focus on the people around you. See where they need some help and how you can help them already. And of course, that starts with having personal leadership over yourself. So making sure you're strong, making sure you're healthy. You're not just focused on your own well-being, although that's important. But once you got that in check, you can engage in life and look around you and see people that need some help. And I think that intention is really powerful and will give you a lot of extra gratitude to finish off your days. And so that will be a very practical thing. Be in that daily, where can I help out mode. And then there's the second thing, is finding your long-term purpose. And it starts with just grabbing a pen and paper and take time to ask yourself good questions about what touched you in the past. Did you see something in particular on one of your vacations? Did you see extreme poverty and it really left a mark? Or did you see a very ill family member from close by? Or did you went through an illness yourself? And did you was there something that really astonished you, a certain feeling, and jumping out of an airplane, you know, parachute Was that really groundbreaking for you? And do you wish to give that feeling to others as well? Or are you a public speaker and standing on stage lets you feel alive and you want to give other people the feeling as well? So it could be anything. It doesn't need to be a painful thing or something you suffered with, you overcame it, and now you want to teach other people those lessons. But it could also be something very positive, something you wish for others as well. You found your calling, you started the business on a very early age, and you want to give other people that feeling as well, that they have financial abundance, they can put their creativity in their business, they can create their own lives, they can take ownership by being an entrepreneur in their businesses, but also in a sense in their lives. So ask yourself these questions. What touched you? What astonished you? What left a mark? What pained you? Those are traces of your own purpose, because that is what you can give to others as well. That's what you want to give to others as well. And it shouldn't feel a rational thing, like, okay, that was, it should be an emotional thing. We need more people that act from the heart, not from the head, because acting from your heart, using your emotions, is much stronger, because you probably already know what to do. And we need more people with another kind of spirit, another kind of energy. They will make the changes possible. So think about this for a week. Write down a few options and then just think about it. Give it some time. And in a few weeks from now, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, just say, okay, I want to go for this purpose. I want to give people this feeling or this experience. And then you start crafting your work around it. Or do it next to your work. And then perhaps in the end, you can make it your full-time business. So, I think you can find a long-term purpose on your own. But if you want to be helped with it, with an easy method, something that we used on ourselves, but also on our coaches within GrowTribute, then I advise you to just use our method and make it much, much easier for yourself, and to use tactics and strategies that are successful. And that is part of our career formula program. So we have a program that is giving you the career formula where everything comes together, your purpose, your passion, your values, your ideal environments, everything that is important to you. So actually you and your career are the same. And purpose is an extremely important part of that, because it's more than just being happy with your job, right? It's more than making money. It's feeling that what you do matters. And this is something that we want to look back on at the end of our lives, on things that we did that mattered and that we made a difference, not just in our own lives. That's amazing to have a great quality of life, but in the lives of others, in the world, in society, to leave the world a bit better than we saw it when we started in this life. And sounds cliche, I know, but I hope you understand what I talk about. And I gave you a practical tips how to create your daily purposeful moments and how to find your long-term purpose for months, for years, or for decades, or perhaps even for your lifetime. It could be a very big thing, and it could take 80 years, or probably longer than your life. And I would say give this some of your attention, give this some of your focus, and don't discard purpose as another buzzword or a hype. It's not. It's what you do with your energy for others, and it's something that resonates with who you are, not something outside of you just. So wrapping up this session, hope that it was helpful. Hope that it gives you some insights. If you agree, let me know. If you don't agree, let me know. Let's open this, open up this discussion. And if you really want our professional help with it, and we have that method there with a set of questions that guides you through it, let me know. Then I will help you as well with it, because it's important. It can give you so much, and it gave me a lot, and it gives me daily strength and a reason to jump out of my bed and to do the big things to make impact and to push through when other people probably would stop. So thank you for listening, and amazing to have had you here around this topic that's really, really close to my heart. And wish you an amazing day, and talk to you guys soon. Ciao.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Before you go, we'd like to give you something valuable. It isn't easy to find work that suits you 100%, right? Leonard and I have both felt so lost and had to find tools to create a career that we love. And to help you skip the detours and get to where you want to be fast, we put our 23 biggest secrets in a short guide. And of course, we're offering it for free. This guide helps you to adopt powerful beliefs and thoughts about work, find the unique role that's built around you, learn how to create a career that has it all, and take the first steps to a life full of flow, meaning, and passion. So just head over to www.growtribute.com/guide, so growtribute.com/guide, to receive our success guide for a career on your terms.